This is episode 352, recorded June 3rd, 2016. Packard pokes at the gods must be horny. I want to thank Seawalker from the chat room for this week's show title. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie Practical Magic 9.
The world's coming to an end, Packard.
Oh, is
it? There's a big, shiny, hot ball in the sky, and it's scorching me.
Oh, damn. I hate it when that happens.
I think we made it something angry.
We made the cheeseburgers angry. The cheeseburger gods angry.
Oh, please don't talk about cheese and burgers. Those are also two things I can't have right now. Oh. Damn it.
I think all I can mention is a food, and it would probably be off your list.
Yes. Yes, that's true.
If it's yummy, it's off the list.
Oh,
if
it's, definitely.
If it tastes like shit, you can have it. And all of it that you want.
All day long.
All day long. Rice cakes. All rice cakes all day long. Oh, yes. Goody, I get to eat in air.
And water.
And water.
Yay.
Yay.
But that's not what we're here to talk about.
No, that's not what we're here to talk about.
It's just always in my goddamn mind right now. It's only been a week.
Oh, jeez. Oh, my. That's some hard road to go.
What if we picked the wrong religion? Every week we're just making God madder and madder. Testify!
We have a tendency to talk a lot about how religion pretty much poisons everything. And there's a lot of examples of religion poisoning everything. Usually, because we live here in the United States, we focus a lot on the religion here in the United States, which is Christianity. However, once in a while, we get accused of, and I've said this almost ad nauseum, that we get accused of that we don't talk about the Muslim religion being harmful. And we have talked about the Muslim religion on this show more than enough. So we're not going to talk about it, but we are.
Actually, we're going to talk about both, aren't we?
Yes, we are, actually. It's mm-hmm. two for one.
Yep.
Over in Uganda, a Muslim had killed his Christian wife for leaving Islam. And it says in a hadith, I'm not even sure what a hadith is. I think it's one of those extra books that are in the Quran. Depicts Muhammad saying, whoever changes Islamic religion, then kill him. Bukhari 9:84-57. The death penalty for apostasy is part of the Islamic law, according to all schools of Islamic jurisprudence. This is bullshit. This woman, apparently she had, in the time when her husband was away working at a great distance, I guess, we couldn't been there every week, she was taking her kids to a Christian school. Now, in this particular area, I just found out recently, Connie had just shared this with me at the last moment, but in this particular area, it's predominantly Christian, and in the Muslim religion, well, they're not very tolerant of anybody else, for that matter. And don't misunderstand, I'm not going to try to defend the Christianity religion at all, because the fact is that they're over there is basically, I don't want to say it's victim blaming, but in a way, their being there is provoking these people to do the things that they are doing, because they should already know that if they try to proselytize to these people and try to get them to switch, they know that they're going to become apostates. And in their own religion, the Muslim religion, they're told that if you leave, and I just read it, if you leave the religion, you are to kill the person who leaves the religion. Connie, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is really frustrating to read this. The husband not only strangled his wife to death, but there are five children. He took them out back and he had dug a pit and he put them in the pit. Mm-hmm. And neighbors heard the commotion and they came and the husband fled.
Right. He tried to flee anyway.
Yeah. So, you know, and what's also frustrating in this is I don't see any accountability, any kind of remorse at all being expressed by the Christian community there that
no.
they went ahead and did this thing. Although, which is worse? I mean, the Christians proselytizing another religion that they know will most likely have a violent reaction, or the Muslims being so super sensitive about their religion. I'm sorry, this is the only way that they can keep their numbers, is just to say, well, if you leave, we'll kill you.
Yep.
You know, it's disgusting, and it's kind of rampant over there. This fight between Christians and Muslims.
Yep. Now, there was one thing here that after this, when the woman was screaming and the some Muslims and some Christians came over there to try to stop what was going on, it says that relatives of the deceased, the Muslim and Christians, along with some Christian neighbors, sought to lynch Kekari, but some of the Muslims showed support for him when police arrived with tear gas, guns, and batons and brought calm. It took police bringing these people down over this.
Yeah.
These are not civilized countries. I mean, I've had a discussion just recently on Google Plus with somebody saying that the United States isn't civilized. And in a small way, I agree, because the fact is that we have fucking guns everywhere. That the fact is that a lot of places just don't have any rules over them. I mean, they have minimal rules, but it's like they want to make sure they get guns into as many hands as they can. Going on what you said about the nearby church there, this started happening back in August of 2015 after a series of visits from the door-to-door evangelists from the nearby church. The nearby church had said the absence of husband doing business away from home, which I mentioned earlier, for a lengthy time gave me good accessibility to ministering the good news of Nakari's family, the evangelist, whose name is undisclosed, told the Morning Star. That's very telling. The fact is that these people, they say, oh, well, we didn't do anything wrong. We were just there to evangelize, to tell these people the good news. You're not telling them good news. You're telling them shit news. You're telling them a lie. It's not bad enough that they already believe a lie. You're going to compound the whole situation by telling them another lie.
Yeah, and the whole reason for proselytizing is so that, people will go to heaven when they die. So there's, for a lot of, not all Christians, but for a lot of Christians, there's that built-in thing. Well, at least she went to heaven because she found the right God.
Yeah.
And I don't see that here. I'm just, I just remember what I've heard before when I was a believer and since then. And it's like, really? No. I just can't believe that a man would murder his wife and his family over something as stupid as worshiping the wrong sky daddy.
I think what he did there was with the kids, because he didn't like start covering them up with dirt or anything like that. I think he just tried to get them out of the way so he could get the hell out of there.
Maybe.
I think that's what it was, because they were, he just put them in a hole. He didn't like start banging them up with shit. That's what I think. However, back in April 4th, I believe it was of this last year, a Muslim in Karacho village, the Bukaki district, I don't know, it was attacked. He attacked his wife for becoming a Christian, telling the judge that Islam allows him to kill any apostate, sources said. Having moved to another village with their four children, allowing an attack last year. Natendi Hawawi, age 38, said she was visiting her estranged husband to discuss child support when he questioned her about her faith and began to strangle her. Her husband's brother stopped the assault.
Yeah.
So there's just that's just one of many examples. This is
there's like 18, like I mentioned. Yeah. Yeah, there's 18 examples of over the last, just the last year, and violence like this being perpetrated in the name of Islam.
Yes. And the thing is, people that believe that Islam is a religion of peace don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Christianity isn't a religion of peace either.
No. I think that we see a very tamed down, version of the church right now, but just because the canines have been pulled on this beast, it doesn't mean that it couldn't become just as violent if it was a, tyrannical overlord.
All right.
Like they want to be, like some of those Pentecostals want to be.
Oh, I know that one really well. I was involved in the Pentecostal church, and I know how they would always talk about going on missions to Africa and shit. And it was just...
Or wanting to mix into, you know, have religion, Christianity be the religion of America and state mandated prayers and all of that stuff. You know, they want to get their fingers in all those pies.
Yep. Can't believe it. Our unbelievable deity for this week is Enki, or E-N-K-I. He's a Mesopotamian creator god, although his name, E-N-K-I, is not pronounced Enki, like you would, you know, pronounce it as. It's actually pronounced coming soon. And the area of the people is, area for Sumer. The location is Mesopotamia, and the gender is male, obviously. Now, this particular god was the first Sumerian deity who discovered sex. Because, you know, people wouldn't have figured it out without a god, of course, you know. And he figured it out when he was in his bath, of all places.
Yep.
Because sex was such a new discovery, he quickly tried it out with his wife. I bet she was pretty fucking surprised. It's like, I just discovered a new thing called sex. The prostitute down the street taught me to... Oh, really? Huh, okay. No, that's not what happened. In no time at all, they had a daughter. This was also something new for them because apparently, you know, once you've had sex, then you obviously get pregnant for the first time or ever. There was no written laws or rules yet as he hadn't gotten around to inventing them. So because he didn't know any better, coming soon, had sex with his daughters too. Well, that's dandy.
It gets worse.
Oh, it gets much worse. When his daughter had a daughter, he did it again. He just couldn't help it. Soon he had three daughters, Ninsar, Ninkara, and Nimira. When a fourth came along, Nigashira,
his wife, decided
enough was enough. When he started doing what he always did, she intervened rather sharply. Coming soon, which is appropriate because he's also coming a lot, apparently. Looked elsewhere in between the times he had experimented with somewhat perversely with earth and rocks and streams. These are all very fertile. Being a rare god group, his efforts generated odd-looking offspring, such as sheep and cattle. So this is the explanation of where sheep and cattle come from, boys and girls.
Coming soon was fucking rocks and...
He was fucking rocks and dirt and anything he could stick his dick into. Now, now he started taking to vegetables, but it all backfired. We started eating them and became very ill. Ninashuri, who refused to have anything more to do with him, including cooking his meat and two veg. I don't know what that means. It just kind of cuts off there. Took pity. She nursed him back to health and then went back to square one and had another eight godly children. Coming soon then took up another hobby, playing with dolls. Not even kidding. No, not the inflatable ones. Actually clay dolls which he would bring to life. Rumors is that his sexual appetite had not been clearly curbed or completely without foundation, but we all advise that all clay dolls not walk home on your own. So if you have any clay dolls, don't let them out. Don't let them out of the house because coming soon might come inside them.
And you might friends have still let friends. Yeah,
and you might. Yeah, they might. You might have little babies running around. Several missing clay tablets later, which are only known to the narrative sources, Nagasuri had become Nimara after a high night on beer, possibly another Enki discovery. They had a clay person making contest. Wow.
As one does
when they do this shit. Because I every time I get drunk, I was like, yeah, you know what? I think we should make clay people. Let's just do this for shits and giggles.
Let's reenact Ghost.
Yeah, let's reenact Ghost.
That scene with the pottery wheel. And
yes.
Yeah.
Due to the blurry effects of the beer, they actually produced some people with its bits missing. Rather than throw them away, they had another competition to find suitable skills. Thus, a blind man became a musician, and a man without any hands became an attendant on a king because he would not steal. Obviously. Obviously. Well, he's missing his hands, so we'll just make him an attendant to somebody that's really rich because you won't take anything. Can't take anything. Forget the fact that he has feet. You know, he can pick shit up with his feet, I suppose. And what's he supposed to do without any hands? I mean, yeah, I know that people out there with hands, they do quite well without it, but, I mean, they have prosthetics
well,
and things like
that.
Well,
you could swallow the goods and then poop them out later.
Sure. But, yeah, you could do that. Yeah.
I don't know.
Coins go down real easy.
That was really, he could steal donuts.
Yes. Now, with all this divine children perpetrating and breeding new races, the populace swelled nicely. God swapping became a popular hobby in the Sumerians, Akkadians, and Babylonians jumped early into the God stocker market. There was plenty of power sharing and plethora of ministers, priests, and scribes to draw up laws and clay tablets as calligraphy took hold. Having given humanity life, nourishment, and politics, coming soon, is also now taking a backseat, happily engaged in his new capacity as beer deity.
This bud's for you.
Coming soon is bud for you. And holy CEO of the campaign for Real Ale, which involves much sampling of all the wares from breweries. Hopefully, he no longer feels the need to have sex with anything.
I went ahead and I looked up Wiki just real quick on Enki. And it's interesting because in the Tales of Enki, mm-hmm. the creation story has a biblical, sort of a biblical forbidden fruit story to it. And let's see. He created man, God's servant from clay and blood. He confused the language. There was a confusion of the language, like at the Tower of Babel in Enki's stories.
Yeah.
And he assisted man to survive the deluge, like in Noah. And it was interesting because the king of gods, Enlil, was seeking to drown mankind because they were so populated.
Oh.
And the noise disturbed his rest. And Enki instructed the hero, the Noahic hero in the story, to build a boat. And after 7 days, they released a swallow, a raven, and a dove. And Enki actually told Enlil, "It is unfair to punish the guiltless. Set in place measures to ensure humanity does not become too populous." And this is one of the oldest Middle Eastern deluge flood myths in the story of Enki. It's older than the Bible.
Mm.
So anyway, I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. So, coming soon, Enki, another god you do not have to believe in.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSet. Like us on facebook.com/PackardPokeSet. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSet. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSet. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSet.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSet or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSet. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast.
Wait a minute. No wardrobe? You mean we're going to be naked while we do this?
Well, seeing how I'm an atheist and I'm reading the Bible, and since clothes are flammable,
fire, fire, fire,
I thought it might be a good idea to take them all off first.
Naked or not, follow along as we read, analyze, and try to keep you from falling asleep as we go through this boring-ass book.
Find us on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spreaker. Who knows? We may even be on YouTube someday. Be sure to check us out on the Atheist, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, the podcast. We cover everything in the Bible. We're planning on it anyway.
We keep trying to cover it up and bury it, and it keeps resurrecting.
Yes. It's like a miracle or something.
Bad Mexican food. It keeps coming back.
Yeah. Actually, I got to shoot that dog Miracle. It keeps digging up that damn Bible.
Exactly. A miracle we can believe in.
Yeah. But, you could find the show on Stitcher, Spreaker, and on iTunes. If you can't find them on those platforms for whatever reason, go to our main page at abandnw.wordpress.com, and you can find all the links there, as well as a donation page to the show as well.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality.
One of the things that's been happening in this recent political race is there's a culture war that's been going on. And the Republicans, when it comes to culture war, they are all over that, like white on rice. In the red state of Oklahoma, the lawmakers down there have getting a little pushback and a lot of feedback from their constituents that telling them that, hey, all this shit that you're trying to pull and do, things like stop abortion and impeach the president, you're costing the state up to $3.9 million that we don't have to spare because they've had to give out pink slips to more than 200 teachers in Oklahoma City alone because, well, we don't like the president and we don't like anything for that matter. The governor down there had vetoed a recent bill that said, hey, we want to try to ban abortion across the board in the state. And the only reason why she vetoed it because she thought the language was a little ambiguous. It wasn't quite to her standard. But I bet you that if it goes through the Congress again and it meets her whatever standard it is that she's looking for, that she's going to try to pass it. When she passes this, the government, the big part of the government, should step in with the National Guard, take these fuckers out of power, put them in jail, replace them immediately. Connie, your thoughts?
She voted down that bill because it wouldn't have stood a constitutional challenge. But I'm scared if they had actually worded it some weaselly way, you know, and she thought she could have gotten away with it, I bet she would have voted it through. The article even interviewed a couple who are Christians and who are actually pro-life, you know, while they're anti-abortion. And they said, you know, these are issues that we really care about, but, you know, they were even saying that their state government is ignoring the actual fiscal needs and crisis in their state.
Yep.
And I guess the one person was a teacher, and she was very concerned about that. I don't know. I don't know why I'm shocked, because if there's something that seems to be a uniting thing amongst the GOP, it's that they don't really give a shit about education.
No.
They don't think that there's anything wrong with kids just, you know, learning how to basic computation, basically her learn how to read and be a little worker bee. It's obvious they don't care about the fact that schools are talking about going to a 4-day school week. Some of the schools were closing early this year. And like you already mentioned, they were laying off teachers. The infrastructure is needing to be taken care of, but oil companies are getting they're still getting tax breaks.
Oh yeah.
It's totally irresponsible.
The oil companies bring in lots of money, lots of revenue, but hey, we have to feed the welfare queen, oil companies, because, yeah, they matter.
And that's, again, where the GOP likes to say, well, we're fiscally responsible. No, you're not, because you make these cuts and you wind up having all of these people who need social services just to make ends meet.
Yep.
You know, they sit there and cater to the fat cats and corporations, and they don't take care of the people. It's it's a really bad situation in Oklahoma.
Absolutely.
There's a huge budget shortage, and they're all sitting there worried about their little moral problems about, well, somebody might be peeing in a stall next to me, and they might not have a penis, or they might.
Yeah. Now, that brings me back to one Republican down there who actually said something fucking honest. And yes. I when I read this, I almost fell out of my chair, you know, because gravity's still a bitch. State Senator David Holt of Oklahoma City Republican said he was actually ashamed of the hour spent debating transgender restroom use at the expense of his constituents' real concerns. He had also said that basically nobody came to complain about this at all. So why were they complaining about this? Because recently the Obama administration had said, hey, you guys need to include everybody, you know, even the transgender children, into the bathrooms. And I found out, I don't have it open here, but they all these states, several states, we mentioned it on last week's show, tried to sue the Obama administration, which
11 of them, yeah.
Yeah. It turns out the states can't sue the administration, so more money was wasted trying to build a lawsuit that they couldn't even implement. Fucking retards. You guys are lawmakers, and you guys couldn't figure this out? How fucking stupid are you?
Civics 101, they fail.
Oh, fuck yes, they do.
It's really disappointing. It's embarrassing. We should all be very embarrassed, I suppose.
I'm embarrassed as an American the fact is that these people live in the same fucking country that I do. You want to build a wall, Trump? Build around Oklahoma and around Texas. And this way we can keep all the nuts where they belong, in those states. If you're from Oklahoma, you're obviously some kind of fucking fruitcake.
Yep.
Ugh.
Buckle of the Bible Belt.
These people are just so fucking retarded. It's beyond belief.
Why does everyone keep thinking I'm a troll?
Da, 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 da. Tonight we're doing our True or Troll. And Connie has more stories for me to try to figure out if the story headline is a real story headline or if it's a fake story headline. Connie, what is your first headline story for this evening?
All right. Teacher arrested over claims she became pregnant by a 13-year-old boy.
I would say that is a true.
Yes. HuffPo.
Yeah, that does not surprise me. Does not surprise me.
All right. Penis implant recipient sends out first unsolicited dick pic.
I'm going to think that's a troll.
Yeah.
Hey! Sure. batting 1,000 so far.
Yay. Donald Trump challenged to release his long-form IQ test certificate.
Now that's a troll.
Yes, it is.
Because there is no such thing.
That was news. Oh, both those were news stump. Both,
news stump, both okay.
Yeah. Gun lobbyist warns gun owners could resort to bullet box if they don't like election results.
Actually, I think that's true because I think I saw that, actually.
Yes, it is. HuffPo.
Yep, I wasn't looking. I just happened to come across it the other day.
I know. It was actually kind of outrageous. Okay, 6-year-old Massachusetts boy calls 911 on his dad for running a red light.
That sounds like that might be something that actually happens.
Yes, it's true.
All right.
It was HuffPo. Kentucky to boost Ken Ham's ARC budget because it's America's last shot at redemption.
Oh, I call troll on that one.
Yeah, correct.
And no, I have my fingers off the Google machine. I hope everybody else does. My hands are right here.
That was Newslow.
Newslow.
All right. Queens man unaware of $2 bail spends nearly 5 months at Rikers Island.
That one's a true. I stumbled across that one today as well.
Yeah. New York Daily News. Trump to pick VP using apprentice show tactics.
That sounds like a troll.
Yep. Thespoof.com.
Yay!
Victims of Colorado Springs Planned Parenthood shooting sue clinic for poor security.
I think we mentioned that on one of our meetings, so I think that's a true.
Oh, I don't remember that. Okay, yes, it's true.
Either that or I came across it accidentally weeks ago. Yeah.
Trump aims to raise taxes for wealthy Mexicans.
That sounds like a troll.
Yeah. News low. Ohio, woman accused of zoophilia after horse dies of Viagra overdose.
Oh, that sounds like another troll.
Yes. I feel sorry for the horse.
So would I.
I mean, oh God. A plastic surgeon sued for $2.2 million for performing a sex change operation on the wrong patient.
Oh, shit. That one sounds plausible, but I'm going to say it's a troll.
Yeah, it's a troll. Ooh, that was World News Daily Report, by the way.
All right.
So you got 12 for 12.
Oh, I 100%. Woo, yes. I think that's a new record for this show.
Yeah,
that's a new record for this show. I got every one.
You need to get a fanfare for that.
Yay! Da 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 da. Did you do as well as I did at home? I hope you kept your fingers off the Google machines, because I certainly did. I mean, some of the stuff I just came across randomly during the course of the week looking for news stories. So for the show, that was not intentional. I had no idea what she was going to say.
The last one, real Paul Marshall about the horse. Was that for the horse?
Yeah, it was the horse one. He's like, oh, please, yeah. No. Please no. Don't. It's like, oh, please don't let that one be true.
I wasn't looking at the chat room while I was reading.
Like a horse would have a problem keeping an erection. I'm just saying. Doc and Doggy says, I got a few wrong. I overestimate the stupidity of the U.S. sometimes. Yeah. Yeah. I live here and I get that every day.
Oh.
So anyway, we'll be back. We'll be back next week with our regular longer show. And in fact, Microblogginism is going to be our guest next week. So tell your friends, tell your family, tell whoever that to come and watch the show with us next Friday with Microblogginism as our guest host. We'll see you then. This has been Packet Pokes. We just poked at your news.
And that's a wrap.